How do you gain mind control over someone? Or how do you even change your own mind? How do you gain mind control over your own brain? I remember once I tried to quit biting my nails, and it was pretty good for about 3-4 days. And then one night, my wife and I, we went to a movie. After the movie, we walked out, and my nails were bloody. I bit every nail right down to the cuticle. I kept thinking, how am I ever going to change this? How do I know what I'm doing? Well, guess what? That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by MingleMateMarry.com. That is a great website for more information on marriages and all of their social media products and posts. Tons of great information. And they just came out with a new podcast this last week on YouTube and all of your other podcast channels. Check it out, MingleMateMarry.com. Hey, we're going to jump into something new today. I know we've been covering relationships, but let's change it up a little, shall we? We're going to look at Colossians chapter 3, the very first two verses. Paul says this, and you got to stop or you might miss it. He says, since then you've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Check it out. He says, since you've been raised with Christ, where's Christ? Well, he's at the right hand of the Father. And since you've been raised with him, now set your hearts on things above and set your mind on things above. So you're seated at the right hand of Christ. You might as well have your heart and your mind there as well, right? It sounds like a no-brainer, but the truth is we have to stop and realize that to set our hearts and our minds on Christ means we've got to do something with our head, because it's not easy to get our head wrapped around the fact that we should be thinking like we're in heaven, like we're next to Christ. I'll say something, it might just slide by you, but it's pretty powerful if you think about it. You cannot seek what you do not think. You cannot seek what you do not think. You cannot change what you do not think. So how do you set your mind on things above, like it says in verse 2? Or you might say, how do you gain mind control over someone, including myself? I don't know if you know this, but when you look into mind control, you would think that it's like brainwashing. You know, you're 6'4". And you're Chinese, you're 6'4", and you're Chinese, you're 6'4", and you're, you know, whatever the lies that you're trying to pump into your head. That's not actually how mind control works at all. If you've ever read the book Never Split the Difference by Voss, he's an FBI, not investigator, but thinking of changing your mind, he comes in and he negotiates. That's right, he's a negotiator. And he talks about one of the ways you begin to change someone's mind is you keep information from them and you get them to say yes. You go, I don't get it. I don't get it. Well, all you have to do is look at the Garden of Eden with Satan. Satan did this. He withheld information from Eve and then he got her to an easy yes, meaning he says, look, God didn't say that you can't be like him. He doesn't want you to be like him. He's afraid that once you're like him, you're going to know more. You're going to know the difference between good and evil. And so he withholds the information, a lot of information, and then he gets her to an easy yes, which is, you know, don't you want to be like God? Well, who's not going to say yes to that, right? So he withholds information, and then he gets her to say yes. And before you know it, he has controlled her. Now, the thing that I think about the most when I bring this up is, what does Christ say? He says just the opposite. He says to have a renewed or transformed mind means you constantly want to know more about Christ. You constantly want to know about his vision, his word. You constantly want to know about his life. You don't want anything withheld from you. You want to devour scripture. You want to know scripture. You want to hear his voice. You want to hear his voice all the time. I want to hear, no. So if you have a mind that is being transformed, it wants to know all that God has for you, and it wants to hear yes, but it also wants to hear no. It wants the full picture. If you think, I don't know where your brain is at. I don't know where your mind is at. I'm going to assume that you are a follower of Christ. But if you can't think greater than how you feel, your mind has not been transformed. If you can't think greater than your circumstances, your mind has not yet been fully transformed. If you can't think greater than your past, then your mind has not yet been transformed. That's a big one. People did things to you, or they said things over you, or things happened, and you still struggle with your past. You see you as your past has defined you. It means your mind has not yet been fully transformed. If you can't think beyond your parents' expectations or words, your mind has not yet been fully transformed. If you can't think beyond your spouse's expectations, your mind has yet not been transformed. And I could go on and on and on. But Paul says, no, to have the mind of Christ, we must put our mind and our heart up above in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father with Jesus. And guess what? When you're up in heaven, when your mind's in heaven, when your heart's in heaven, everything else is below you. Satan is below you. Your problems are below you. Your issues, your troubles, they are below you. When you have the mind of Christ, when you have the heart of Christ, when you're sitting with Him up in heaven, everything is subservient to the power and position that you hold. That's why it's so important to get your mind and your heart with Christ. So, do you want to see things the way Christ sees them? Transform your mind. A transformed mind allows you to live in the invisible, the world of faith. Others sometimes may even think you've got the perfect life. You don't have the perfect life, but you do have an invisible life that is supernaturally empowered because you have learned to transform your mind, not to see with your eyes, but to see with your head and heart up in heaven. If Christ is seated at the right hand of God and we are seated with Him, then we can only see Satan and his kingdom beneath us, below us, under us. You are where your mind is. That's right, you are where your mind is. Where's your mind today, people? Is it up in Christ, seated at the right hand? Is your heart up with Christ? If not, begin to transform it and renew it by getting your mind into the Word of God. Read, study, think, play it on your iPod, on your iPhone, whatever you need to do, but get there. Garth Heckman, David Lyons, keep slaying giants.